We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Luis Pacheco. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. Luis, it's been, I don't know, how long has it been? A month since we last had Champions League? I can't remember.
There's international break.
Yeah, okay. It's been about a month, so we're
Bayern
back
Munich
here.
Have a new coach.
We got Thomas Tuchel. And talking for tomorrow, we got, not Graham Potter, we have Frank Lampard. So we have a couple managerial changes, which is weird ahead of the quarterfinals. Let's just go in and talk about this Manchester City Bayern Munich situation here. So Thomas Tuchel has been there not even 2 weeks, maybe about 2 weeks. It happened over the international break. What do you think that means in terms of this matchup in general?
I mean, I don't think it changes much. Like, I feel that, you know, Nagelsmann, to what can Tuchel do now? I mean, he doesn't have a team to play three center backs in Bayern, so he's not going to go there. Well, he might, but I think he have enough good midfielders. So if we see, I mean, we only have one sample size game, which was this weekend.
I think we have two.
Well, he played the Dortmund match too. Right?
Yeah, the 4-2 Dortmund.
So 4-2, yeah, that's three, right. So he's playing like Kimmich as a CDM with Sané wide open and Gnabry, Mane as a false nine. So, you know, it seems that it's fantasy wise might be good, but you know, Bayern usually has been good for fantasy in general. So you know who to play. He went with Cancelo at right back. I think I'm not sure if he's going to stay with Cancelo right back. I would, you know, Cancelo and Sané in revenge match. Why not? Right. So,
can Cancelo actually play in this match?
I think so. I do have that. Yeah. I'm not sure what he's going to do. Maybe he goes more conservative. I mean, you have, Upamecano there, and Delight, Pavard, maybe, well, I think he's going to play Cancelo, but that's my hint. But if he doesn't, you know, I will understand that. He might go more like with a three at the back system. Maybe he could place Pavard and Upamecano and Delight. But, you know. But do you have Upamecano suspended? That's for the Bundesliga, I guess.
That's for Bundesliga, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. All right. So, yeah, I mean, Sané and Gnabry did pretty well fantasy-wise without corners. You know, Kimmich is, you know, corners is cheap in a difficult match. I mean, I was playing in Man City, you know, they keep possession. But, you know, at this stage, I feel like these things are all evenly matched, so it can't happen anything to anyone. So
So you're not putting anything into Tuchel having, I don't know, almost 2 years worth of experience going against this Guardiola Man City team? I pulled up the results when they played each other. The last five times they played, Manchester City only scored 3 goals in 5 matches. The last 2 games, Man City won 1-0. Obviously, we have the Champions League final that Chelsea got, that Havertz goal 1-0 in that one. But Chelsea won two of those. Manchester, or sorry, Chelsea won three of those, but Manchester City won the last two.
Yeah.
Do you think that's just? I mean, we see the odds here for this game. It's 1.88.
Yeah.
How does this prior experience for Tuchel change? Just give them any kind of advantage, or does it just not matter because Haaland's on the team now on the team? So it's maybe it's a little different Manchester City kind of a thing.
Well, you know, Bayern coach Pep Guardiola coached Bayern for a couple of years. So
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but still the same guy.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Kimmich is still there. He put Kimmich in. Coleman for sure. Muller. Of course. Sané, he knows Sané and Cancelo better than probably Tuchel at this time. So, hey, you know, narratives are to be made, right? I feel that, you know, Tuchel having experience on Premier League now doesn't give any advantage to over Manchester City just because Manchester City is such a public team. Like, everybody sees them play.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, though, that, you know, those scores should be very similar. Like, it's a low-scoring match, right? So it's just going to be – I went out of screen. It was either going to be a Man City controlling the game unless Bayern scores a goal. In that case, you know, Manchester City will try to attack. There is no more double value of goals away, so that takes away the intention of Bayern Munich to try to get a goal. So, I mean, knowing Tuchel, you remember those matches, Tuchel is a very conservative coach. So he will probably going to play defensive. Man City going to play defensive. I mean, it's going to be who made the less mistakes, right? So 1-0, 0-0, 1-1. I don't see this game getting out of hand. So this is a tough matchup. Probably the final to me in my case, but, you know, we'll see what happens. What do you think? I know you're the gambling man here.
I'm the gambling man. Yep. Kits and wagers, 55-26 on the season betting Premier League, but this is Champions League though, so it's a little different. Jack Burkhart saying so many revenge narratives. We have all these guys that, you know, swap teams, the Cancelos, the Sanes and whatnot, but. I mean, we also have Mane, who is a Liverpool guy, so he hates Manchester City. We have Haaland, we have Gundogan, we have Akanji, we have these Dortmund guys who also hate Bayern Munich. So we have all these interesting, maybe not even revenge narratives, but just like rivalry narratives for almost every player in this game, it kind of seems like. So that's another fun
aspect. You can probably make one for everybody. Maybe Ederson might be the only one. And Sommer, the goalkeepers probably are fine, but
yeah, maybe else. Not like the English guys who have never been over there in Germany, but I don't know about Grealish and Stones, but yeah, so that it's as you said, it's, you know, kind of seems like the final. You have arguably two of the two best teams here in Europe going against each other in the quarterfinals, so. We have that on one side, and then we have Benfica and Inter Milan in the other matchup. Of note, Otamendi is suspended. He's basically played every match for Benfica this season, so we'll see if it's Morato playing center back for him. And then we have Alexander Ba. He sprained his knee on Friday against Porto, so he's going to be out. It seems like Gilberto is going to be the one starting at right back. And without Ba there, it seems like Gilberto should be in range for the full 90. So that helps us there. I guess we just went over the Man City Bayern Munich match. How do you think we got Benfica at home against Inter, who it's been not the greatest season for them? We have Benfica as a slight favorite here, but implied goal total of 2.5. So expected to be pretty defensive here as well.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? Benfica 1-0, or do you think Inter get 3 points out of it?
I like the home team, but it's going to be really, really tight. Like last time Inter played Portugal a month ago against Porto, and just beat Benfica, actually. That's a big hit for Benfica's confidence now. They tied 0-0. It was hard for what I remember, you know, some of the Porto guys were good. Like Grujic, I think, was great for the game. I feel that probably pretty defensive. I mean, going to be designed by situations. Bastoni's back, which is a big thing for Inter. Is De Bruyne not going to play? So you have Darmian, I guess. I guess Darmian is the center back now,
Yeah, he's
but
been starting there, yeah.
yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, if you're going to be De Bruyne, Acerbi and Bastoni, but anyhow.
Yeah, I didn't mention Çalhanoğlu is probably going to be out again. So
Yeah.
we're clearly going to talk about the inner set piece situation, which is it may end up deciding lineups here. So
Yeah, that's a good point because I mean there's like there are three clear midfielders that you want to play, but I mean maybe you want to play the Inter guy. Hey, we'll see. Right, so over Kimmich or over De Bruyne or over João Mario, right? Anyhow, but when we get there, we get there. Again, pretty close. I think Benfica a little bit favored since they're at home and they're being great. But overall, tough matchup. I think, I mean, almost every lineup can be made, you know. So
yeah.
I like Inter forwards are cheaper, obviously. Bayern are cheaper, but it's Man City. So, and you know, are you going to rely on Haaland and Benfica guys? I mean, I'll be okay with that, but you know, I feel both matches very similar. I mean, very. It can happen anywhere. I mean, I don't see many goals, so try to look for the peripherals and for cash actually. So we'll see.
So we'll get into it here. You mentioned Haaland. You're going to play Haaland. Haaland is 10K. He's 1.3K more than anyone else on the slate. And that second most expensive player is Mahrez, who may or may not start. We'll see how Guardiola lines up there on the right side. So the thing with Haaland is it's not that difficult to get him in your team, even though he's 10K. And even if that wasn't the case, I think he'd still be popular. He's minus 165 to score, but throw in that you don't have like great defenders or even overly expensive defenders, and you have cheap set piece takers. It's almost too easy to put Haaland in your team. So are you just kind of throwing him in and it doesn't really matter what he does, kind of a thing, because everyone's going to have him?
Are you baiting me? Are you baiting me? Do not
Yep.
play Haaland in cash. Do not play Haaland in cash.
Oh, do not play Haaland in
Does
cash.
not make sense. Does not
Okay.
make sense. Reasons for that. A tough matchup. Haaland just coming back for an injury. I mean, he's playing, but you know, he hasn't been as good as before. Julian Alvarez is taking playing time for him right now. You know, let's be careful. Haaland also without space is not as easy. It's not an easy play. I mean,
Are you
Bayern Munich
talking
gonna
yourself into this right now? It
no,
just sounds like you're talking yourself into not playing him. Okay.
no Haaland. Yeah, do not play Haaland in cash. Hot take, if you want to say, do not play it. So I don't know if you were baiting me on to play Haaland. Say no, not a lock. I don't want anything of Haaland in cash.
Okay. I think we're on the same page. It's just like what I said, because it's so easy to put him in your team.
It
That's
is.
the main problem. So if he went a full 90, if you knew beforehand if he was going a full 90, would that change your mind about playing him a full night, playing him in cash games?
No. I mean, it helps a little bit, but no. I mean, price-wise, nope.
Do you care if he's 60, 70% in cash games? Are you in, so you're not in the camp of I have to play Haaland just to block in case he does score. So
If he's 70%, I will say yes. I mean, I'm probably wrong. If he gets to 70% in cash, I'm wrong.
he might be that high.
How?
You have the cheap guys, though. I mean, I don't think people want to play like
I don't.
Grimaldo
We
and
are the same.
Gilberto.
We're the same 25 guys that play cash. So if we are not gonna play Haaland. We are already like 60% of the market. So.
I think it's pretty easy. Oh, we're already 60% of the market.
Think about it. Anyhow, I think Haaland, I mean Haaland, I know you can fit it in. I don't think he has the floor or the goal scores to justify when you can have like I'd rather play Sané at 6,000 with the peripherals. I'm not sure if he's I mean I don't think that Sané is going to score, but What's the difference between, I mean, like you say 165, so Sané will be what, like a 200? So the delta on scoring odds is justifies playing Haaland in cash? It just doesn't make sense to me.
The Bayern guys are kind of down there.
Yeah, but like Haaland is 60. All right. So that seems ridiculous to me. It seems like a click and bait line, but anyhow, you have 40% goal odds. Let's say San is 20% and Haaland is 70. I give you 50% odds for a goal. So that's like 5 points, right? So does Haaland have the same peripheral than Sané has? Probably not. I'm gonna pay that difference in salary 4,000 per. I mean, almost like 1,000 for an extra point. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see Haaland being a. I mean, first of all, I will play against that line. If anyone wants to bet, well, not everyone. I have a limit, but if you want to bet that line to me that Haaland score goals, please bring it in. I'm your bookie, and then I just don't see it, man. I'd rather play Lautaro. I'd rather play Gonzalo Ramos. I'd rather play Sané if I can. I mean, Sané is kind of one of the players I like. I would play Mahrez even at that salary, which I don't like, over Haaland. So
You're listing like every forward. You'd rather play every forward over Haaland?
yeah. Well, almost not Checo, but almost everyone else, yes. Is
Let's
Rafa
say he,
forward?
actually, I
No,
don't
he's
think he
not.
is. No,
No,
he's
he's
not.
not. No, he's fine. All good. So yeah, I mean, you can play Haaland, obviously, but
Okay. Let's say we get Mahrez to start at 8,700. What do you think that roster shape will be between Mahrez and Haaland? Do you think because Mahrez starts, that takes away the Haaland popularity kind of a thing? Because people aren't going to use both of them. I mean, it's kind of difficult to go both of them, but maybe someone will do it.
I mean, I don't know. I'll play Mahrez over Haaland. I would guess he will shift something from the 10% of people that are gonna play Haaland. Now he's gonna be 5 and 5, I guess. So 50% shift, right? I don't know, man. I just honestly to you, I don't know. I think I mean Man City at home is fine. Haaland at minus once 60% odds when the over under is one goal. What does that mean? It's just ridiculous. I mean, if somebody's making the odds and it doesn't have like a new guy, or it's just want to steal money for people. But anyhow, I mean, I think Mahrez will take away. You can play both, I guess. You just need to sacrifice in defense, right? I mean, there's a lot of cheap defenders, and maybe you don't play the You can play Brozovic, I guess, or Barella, maybe Mkhitaryan. I don't know who's going to take corners for Inter, but one of those guys probably cheap enough to justify playing Haaland, right? So.
Yeah, that's the whole basis is I guess we'll get into it here. Just if we look, I'll click into Brozovic's profile here. He took 9 corners in his last start home against
Yeah.
Fiorentina. Obviously a different situation there, but so Çalhanoğlu's out and Brozovic will this is going to be a situation where it depends who starts because if DeMarco's on the wing, he'll likely be
Yeah.
Split and set pieces with Brozovic. If both DeMarco and Islani are out, I assume Islani's not going to be starting. He started over the weekend. So if both Islani and DeMarco are out, it seems like Brozovic has a full majority every set piece kind of a thing. So in that situation at 4,400, it we'll need, I guess we'll talk about it right now. So is he.
You could make it work, yeah.
I mean, how much do you need him here? He'll probably go into your utility spot, depending on your thoughts on Kimmich here. But like, what if we have a $4,400 Brozovic who gets like a floor of 10 points on a slate where you're not going to get a ton of goals? It almost seems like you kind of need to do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's just a matter of like that, right? I want Brozovic, I want Kimmich, I want Grealish. So it just depends, right? So you got those three guys there that
Are you Are you ignoring De Bruyne here, or what's
no,
going
De
on?
Bruyne is already in the.
Okay, he's already in.
De Bruyne is locked in, right?
Okay.
It's a lock there.
Yes, he's only 8,200. I think that's
I'm taking away De Bruyne, right? So you have two spots for several guys. I mean, well, you have one spot, but then you have the utility, right? So I think, if you want to play Grealish and De Bruyne, I would understand that if you get a Haaland or Mahrez or you know, just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably Kimmich might have to be the man out. I feel that, I mean, and you're thinking about it, it's like Bayern's probably going to be more defensive. Kimmich depends a lot on set pieces more than anything else. At 6,000, even the price is nice. I mean, you can, if you want to play Haaland and just stack Man City, well, you can do that by sacrificing Kimmich and going to Brozovic, so, which I think going to be more or less the same points, right? So
do you like Kimmich or Grealish more? Do you have a preference here? If we're getting like a max five corners out of Kimmich, do you need him at 6,200? Whereas we got probably Jack Grealish is playing the best he's ever played for Manchester City, and he's at 6,600. So about the same price here.
I like Grealish, man. I like Grealish better for this match.
Okay.
I don't know where you are. I mean, it's tough to say I like Grealish better than Kimmich. I think it's the first time I ever say this.
Right. I mean, if we play Brozovic as a third midfielder in your utility, you're going to have the money to, you know, wiggle between that 6K range in the midfield, or as we said, Haaland as well, depending what you do at defense. It's not – that's why I think Haaland's going to be so popular, because we have the Brozovic set pieces – possibly there as at 4,400. So it's just going to be like, oh, I have the money, so I'm going to plug Haaland in. And unless people are going to do what I do and use both Grimaldo and Gilberto, then, you know, the money is going to be there for Haaland. So let's go back to forward here, though. We kind of mentioned, or you kind of mentioned a little bit of everyone here. Do you have a favorite here? Let's just exclude Mahrez and Haaland from the conversation here. Just trying to decipher between a lot of these guys. Like, I think Sané might be the best value, because it seems like he's one of the guys who is most likely to go 90 for him. And he's, for some reason, he's cheaper than all these guys. Like, he's cheaper than Mane, he's cheaper than Gnabry. I guess he's a little more expensive than Musiala and Müller, but those guys seems like they'll be subbed off. Don't have the same floors either. So you like Sané in terms of value for cash games. What about the other Benfica Inter matchup? Does anyone stand out? Like, if Neres starts, he maybe will have set pieces, I guess, at 7,200. Is that, you mentioned Ramos? Like, how comfortable are you with Ramos there at 7,500?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I think Sané best value for the money. Even if it's Man City, you know, 6,000 is not that bad. He always performs, and he's gonna go against, you know, a team that, you know, he knows, the Stones or I don't know if Kyle Walker is gonna play, probably not. But it's just gonna be. I mean, I think Sané have probably the best bang for the buck. I like Gonzalo Ramos just because he's at home and he has performed well. I kind of prefer Lautaro, because Lautaro have no real substitute, right? Like, you know, Correa, it started this weekend, but he's kind of like an afterthought. Then Lukaku and Dzeko, right? It depends who starts. It seems like Lukaku is in better shape. Lukaku usually goes against the left back or the new center back. So without Otamendi, I feel whoever's the striker, either Dzeko or Lukaku, is going to try to fix the most experienced center back. And then Lautaro might have opportunities down the line. So I like Lautaro. I mean, the price is a little bit high for what I would like to spend.
Are you worried that he's come off the bench the last two matches?
Lautaro?
With Correa starting the last two.
Well, but the thing is, you got to understand the context, right? Like, the context before this match, they're coming for international break, right? So they're going to kind of give it a rest. And now, you know, Inter was the only team of the ones playing this leg, at least, that have nothing to play for. I mean, Inter cannot catch Napoli. They are kind of like in a position to be Champions League comfortably. So it's not like a Bayern that is fighting for their life to be first. Manchester City the same. Benfica just plays the classic, the classic of Portugal. So, I feel that it's just been a matter of like, let's save him for this match. So I am not afraid
I
of
don't know.
this.
Are you positive here? Inter are sitting at fifth place in the table.
Well, but it was Cremonese, right? I mean, obviously they tied, which is didn't work out well for them, but
It was it Cremonese? They played Fiorentina and Salernitana.
Salernitana, sorry, one
Yeah.
of those, yeah, no, yeah, one of the teams at the bottom, yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
they
I
got
feel
one
that,
point off of them.
so yeah, I mean, I don't know, I think that, I mean, Lautaro should get most of the time. I mean, but that doesn't make me even happier than for the salary, right? So I think I'd rather play Sané. But for my second forward, if I don't want to play Haaland, I don't have the money to play Haaland. Let's say that DeMarco starts and you have to put DeMarco in one of the defensive spots. Well, Lautaro might do it. So, or Gonzalo Ramos, I think. So.
We haven't mentioned yet, and I think that if he starts, he will be looked at fairly a good amount. So Bernardo Silva's 5,700, and he hasn't started the last two matches, but when he starts, he's usually a guy that goes 90,
Yeah.
and so he's 5,700. You got to think that because if he starts, he's going to be starting over Mahrez.
Yeah.
And then you throw in he's 5,700. People will plug in Haaland, and then they'll plug in Bernardo Silva for 5,700. People, they don't care about how Bernardo Silva plays. They'll see, where he's lined up according to Opta, and they'll be like, yeah, he's 5,700. He's on Manchester City, so I'm gonna plug him in.
Yeah.
So that's what the public's gonna do. What are you gonna do, Luis, if Bernardo Silva's in?
I probably gonna keep on Sané. I mean, I like Bernardo Silva. He has been okay. Just probably gonna keep on Sané, I think. I would play Haaland and Silva if that's what, if I'm gonna go full Man
Man
City with De
City.
Bruyne and Grealish, right? But I mean, I feel that. I mean, he's so cheap, right? Like, I mean, maybe instead of playing Sané, people go to Bernardo Silva and
Yeah.
Haaland, and then all hell breaks loose. So is that the differential is João Mário? So we're talking about that if people play Haaland, they cannot play João Mário.
That's what it seems like, but also it depends what you do at defense.
Yeah.
I still think people will go down to like a center back so you can actually plug in. Maybe you want Mario and Haaland and De Bruyne, and people will look like, well, do I really want a Benfica fullback? Is a Benfica fullback worth it? And a lot of people will say no. And I mean, they'll go down to see whoever's down there. I mean, they'll go down to Manchester City center backs who are kind of cheap and sitting in like the 3,400, 3,300 range. Ruben Dias is 3,200. So, I mean, there will be Man City stacks where they'll probably do Ederson, do a couple center backs. Maybe they'll see that John Stones is playing in a midfield role. They'll plug him in as well. I believe he only went 59 minutes over the weekend, so he's going to be ready for 90.
Yeah.
And then you got Mario, you got, I don't know, Grealish, you got Haaland, you got six Manchester City guys. People love playing Manchester City and they're at home. So I think that will be, pretty popular route. So
Yeah. Lots of money to be made, I guess.
I mean, just speaking of Mario and like Rafa Silva here, these midfield only options, Grealish. Are you looking at them? I mean, we already mentioned the midfielders.
Yeah, I feel there's like a probably there. I mean, there, Kevin De Bruyne probably gonna take one spot. Like, so we just have two spots for the rest. So I think João Mário for performance and for role in Benfica has been great. 8,000 is fairly priced, so it might be people rather drop to Grealish and keep the Man City stack intact. I'd rather play Mario than Grealish, but I get it. And then you have Kimmich, right? So you have, for me, it's like De Bruyne, Mario, and Kimmich are the probably the three cash save midfielders, right? But if you are depending on playing Haaland at forward, well, in that case, you have to drop someone. So I would drop Kimmich out, and I would put Brozovic now that we know that Çalhanoğlu is not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you have more salary to play. I mean, instead of Brozovic, you can go to Grealish, right? So you say, hey, De Bruyne, Joao Mario, and Grealish, but that's going to put you in a really like low salary territory of defender, which might be the right thing to do. You know, I don't know how many crosses are we going to see for the Bayern Munich guys, Inter maybe, but Inter, I mean, you have Dumfries is relatively cheap, so you can play Dumfries and Gilberto. You can play Grimaldo, obviously. So we'll see. But that's what I think, right? Like, I don't know what else other midfielders you want to play. I mean, Mkhitaryan is cheap, but we have had the Mkhitaryan experience. At least I have a couple of times, and it's just 2-3 points on pain. Barella sometimes does well, sometimes doesn't. So, you know, those are just two random plays for, you know, they're going to be not optimal compared to the guys I just talked about. I mean, unless you see someone else. So what's your opinion? I mean, I don't think you're going to see most of the 100% of the midfielder spots between De Bruyne, Joao Mario, Brozovic, and Kimmich. Man, Grealish, right? So those five guys are going to use 90, 95% of the, I mean, cash, obviously. I mean, GPP, whatever you do, whatever you want to do. But, you know.
I think Mario is going to be least popular of
yeah.
those four.
That's surprising to me.
I mean, it's Mario just because he's 7,900 and he kind of takes you away from playing a better defender. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it just feels like this is how I was looking at it. People will see Brozovic, set pieces for Brozovic. I don't know. I guess it's the Champions League lobby is kind of hard to project. So
yeah,
maybe it's kind of pointless to actually project how people will play this. But it just feels like Mario is like more expensive than some of these Manchester City guys. So why would he be so popular? Because people will be. They'll see the Gundogans, the Bernardo Silvas, the Grealish for a bit cheaper than Joao Mario. I'm like, why do I need to play this Benfica guy here who I don't watch much of anyways, because, you know, I'm a Premier League fan kind of thing. That's what they'll say.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
That's
I mean, in that case,
thinking.
I mean, I just, you know, I have a different opinion of the cash lobby we have. I mean, I just see Premier League. It's just us. So, for people in the podcast, me and three more guys somewhere. But anyhow, I think that
I built a perfect lineup here for Manchester City.
Awesome.
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
I got zero remaining salary. All right, so the six Man City guys, we got Haaland, we got Bernardo Silva, we got De Bruyne, we got Grealish, we got Stones, we got Ederson. Plug in Joao Mario, plug in Acerbi as a 2.7K center back as your third team in this lineup, and you got zero remaining salary. There you go. You can play every attacking Manchester City guy, and then Manchester City will win 2-0, and Rodri and Gundogan will score, and you'll be like, what just happened? I lost every contest, even though the only two goals on the slate were for Manchester City. I stacked Manchester City, but Rodri and Gundogan scored.
If Rodri and Gundogan score, I mean, we all screw, right?
Maybe. I mean, there'll be plenty of people who take that route. Maybe not plenty of people, but it seems like based off just what I said, it seems, I mean, kind of obvious just to go with these guys that aren't going to be very popular because Gundogan and Rodri are capable of scoring. So
yeah.
And they're both pretty cheap. So, I mean, especially in tournaments, like, do we need the 10 points from 4.4K Brozovic when, okay, maybe you got these Manchester City guys here that aren't going to be as popular as the De Bruyne's and Haaland's. And, I mean, how many people are going to look at Rodri at 4.7K when Brozovic is there with set pieces? I don't know. Maybe it's a lot, but
yeah.
Maybe it's not. So maybe you get a, you know, sub 10% goal kind of a thing. So
good point. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm with you. I like that. I'm going to send that to my line of service.
Yes. Message Luis in Discord and get signed up with Luis's lineup service. Was that LLS, Luis's lineup service? There we go. We'll get a logo going for that. And then you can create a train and then have everyone on your train message DK Assist on Twitter to get the King of the Pitch contest up. That's what you, there you go.
Let's do it.
I created a business plan for LLS right there. Just on the spot.
Done, man. Thank you. I need you. Awesome.
Otherwise in midfield, Chiquinho could be on some
set. I like Gundogan for the price.
You like Gundogan? Okay.
I like Barella for the price. I Rafa is too expensive, but I know Rafa is one of your favorites. So, you know, he can break the slate too. You know, it's hard. I hate what, you know, DK decided to change the forward eligibility and then they put it back, but it's not enough yet. So, it is what it is. So, yeah, I'm with you. Chiquinho takes on set pieces too, right? But anyhow, it doesn't matter if you got Mario Star. So.
Right. At 4.2K with Chiquinho, I mean, I guess you can go him over Brozovic because you're on Benfica kind of a thing. I guess that's what you do.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? I don't know. The one issue I have with Benfica currently is that all of their guys, well, outside of the, you know, Ba, Otamendi, all their guys are healthy. All their attacking players are healthy. So we'll see what the minutes actually look like.
Is Gonzalo getting healthy? Or I don't know. I think he's out of favor, right?
We'll have Neres coming off the bench.
Yeah, Neres is there,
all these guys like Arsnes in here. We don't know. Maybe it's like, okay, maybe we have this starting 11 here is what it looks like with Chiquinho and Florentino playing central midfield. But then it's like one of those guys actually subs off. Then Arsnes moves to defensive midfield or something. So we have just like these, they have a lot of guys, a lot of ways they can mix and match up there. So, and it's kind of hard to project who's actually going to be set for more minutes, because if you look at recent game logs, the starting 11s have been rotated a bit. Like David Neres could start here. We'll see what happens, though.
Yeah, good point.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So for defense, we mentioned Grimaldo. We mentioned Gilberto. Do you like the Benfica guys at home more so than the Dumfries? Hasn't Dumfries been midfield only in the past?
Yeah, like Dumfries is an effective defender.
Okay.
4,800 is not bad. He has good numbers. I mean, I like Grimaldo for sure. I like Dumfries second.
I mean, Gosens is a 70-minute guy.
Yeah,
I mean he rarely goes a distance when DeMarco is healthy, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I like Grimaldo, DeMarco. They both play probably deserted option one and B, right? Even DeMarco, you might get some corners, right?
Would you play DeMarco for the 70 minutes? Would you play DeMarco if he starts?
I think so, yeah.
Just for the 70 minutes, you'd play DeMarco over everyone else at 5,500.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right. So you don't
I
like
like
you don't
Gilberto,
like
obviously,
Gilberto.
but
Okay. Yeah, I
Gilberto's all
like
right.
Gilberto.
Grimaldo feels trappy to me, but he's been consistent.
Yeah, it just depends like what side of this you want to be on. If you're on, I don't know, if you're on Vlachodimos, then go with the Benfica fullbacks. If you're on Onana, go with the inner wingbacks kind of a thing. I can guarantee you I'm not going to be playing Dumfries. He hurt me too many times during the World Cup, and I think he did all he some other slate I played since the World Cup. I also went the opposite route as well.
Yeah, I
Does
don't like playing
anything
Dumfries, man. I really don't
No.
like playing Dumfries.
Does
No
anyone
matter what
else
positionally. Yeah.
even stand out here outside of these inner Benfica guys? Do you want anyone it for Bayern Munich against Man City? Probably not. Do you want any of these Man City guys unless you're going that full Man City stack? Yeah, I mean we can see the clean sheet
I
odds are
mean,
okay. It's nothing special here, but
Yeah, I don't know. I it's hard to like anyone. I mean, like I would play. I mean, I'm not sure. I kind of like Gilberto over Davies or Cancelo if they play. Or I mean, obviously not gonna play Pavard. I think Pavard at that price is just odd. It's just not much to play. Then it's just that you get sent. Well, Gilberto is 5.2, which is pricey. So. I play Alphonso Davies over Gilberto for 4,000. I play I feel Alphonso Davies on that side. Bernardo Silva is not as attacking as Mahrez could be, so he might have some space. He seems to do well in lately. So I mean, I don't know. I kind of like. I mean, I'm really hoping for Cancelo because I really think Cancelo is a crazy dude, so he probably will try to, even though he say he has no problem with Pep, I'm sure he gonna try to show, hey, you let me go. This is like the
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you when I come back, right? So anyhow, yeah, Grimaldo, DiMarco to me, I think Dumfries is expensive. Gilberto, I thought was 4,000, 5,000. I don't think I can play him. And then it's just a matter of like center back territory. Acerbi seems like a He does well in the three role center back. Your pick. How much is Ake? Ake sometimes does well, sometimes he doesn't, but
Yeah,
yeah, it's
all
just
those
a matter of
guys
like
are
you. Yeah, it's
30
all
for 100.
those guys that you can fit in your lineup. So pick your midfielder first and then just figure out just two defenders, right?
Yeah, honestly, the only reason you need to spend down on defender is if you have Haaland and then you're spending up on three midfielders, kind of a thing. That's kind of it, because otherwise you're gonna have money. You're gonna have money. If you go Brozovic, if you fade Haaland, that kind of thing. So there'll be money available. Do you have a favorite goalkeeper here? Are you gonna go with the Man City? Are you going with Ederson or Vlachodimos? Or do you find value in going with one of the underdogs?
God, the salaries are so close. I like Ederson.
You
Pains
like
me to say this. I
Ederson,
like
okay.
pains me to say this. I like Ederson. I like the Benfica Inter guys. I like anyone. For their prices are so close to each other. So like a difference of 1,000, right? Like Sommer is like 43. Ederson is what, like 5,000, 5,500. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like
So.
Vlachodimos and Onana will probably be the most popular, just because
Yeah.
that game is expected to have half a goal less than the Man City Bayern Munich one.
Yeah.
I'm probably on Vlachodimos if I think Benfica have the better chance to win. But I mean, Onana's fine. I mean, you saw 10 saves in two matches against Porto. No matter the matchup, it seems like he's getting save opportunities. So it wouldn't be surprising if this Benfica match finished scoreless, or like a Lukaku got a
Yeah.
late goal or something. So I mean, you can do
Yeah.
kind of whatever you want.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Luis. Time for score predictions, or you got anything else for DFS?
I have nothing else for the affair.
All right, so what are you going with? You're going
1-0 both home sides. Yeah, 1-0 both home sides. 1-0 Benfica, 1-0 Man City.
Who's most likely to get an upset win?
Inter.
Inter, okay. Not too surprising. No hot takes here. No hot takes.
No, I'm sorry. I just can't have hot takes. I mean, I think Bayern Munich can win, but I don't know. It feels that, I don't know. Let's see what Pep does. I mean,
yeah, it does feel like both these games are going to be low scoring, unless I just don't see the Bayern Munich Manchester City game just being like a 3-2 result. Yeah. It seems like it's possible because it's Manchester City and Bayern Munich, and I mean, you look at the odds and the implied total is above 3, but Thomas Tuchel here, I don't know, it doesn't feel like a game that's just going to have back and forth, massive opportunities. Could be wrong, but that's just what it seems like.
Now, I feel the other game might get out of control easier if something unexpected happens. Benfica and Inter is a, you know, if Inter scores, Benfica will push or vice versa. But
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, if either one of these home teams goes down, then that just opens things up because those home teams can't lose. So,
yeah.
All right, you can find Luis at Patrick Gold on Twitter. Also, his special subscriber only. Find him on Discord. LLS line. Luis's lineup solutions. Find that. I'm at RotoCentroic. If you want the RotoWire content, more RotoWire content, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial, has this cheat sheet. Also, if you play FPL, I mentioned this last week, we got the FPL cheat sheet in here. Look at this. We got 10 Premier League matches, and we have one cheat sheet page for all Premier League matches. That's pretty incredible, so check that out once you're subscribed. And then once you are subscribed, rotowire.com/chat to get into our Discord. Also, I think we're going to be doing some kind of live lineup release show tomorrow, maybe about 1:45 p.m. Eastern. We'll see what's going on. It's kind of like an interactive webinar thing. Never done one before. Just checking it out this morning. So thinking may do that. Maybe some people will jump on, give their thoughts on the lineups. We'll see what happens with set piece situations for Inter, for the Mahrez Bernardo Silva situation, Bayern Munich's attack, Bayern Munich's formation, Benfica's lineup. So we'll try and do something maybe about 15, 30 minutes. So if you have DFS questions, we'll see how that goes. And I think if you can ask a question right there, we'll try and answer it live. So we'll see how that goes. Check that out though. I guess I'll post a link on RotoWire Twitter or on the Discord. So, Luis.
Yeah, I might join to that. I would like to see that. Yeah.
There you go. We'll get Luis on too. We'll get some live reaction from Luis if he wants to jump on. Depends how much he wants to talk. We'll see. But, Luis, thank you for the show. And we'll see everyone for, what is it, Frank Lampard Madness on Wednesday slate? Is that what we're calling it? Yeah. Something like that. Thanks, Luis. See everyone tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Napoli road to the finals, which we call that.
Napoli road to finals, that as well.
That's right. All right.